بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We did the last hadith in this chapter of istiqamah, steadfastness. That is, in all our actions, starting with our iman, we must be steadfast at all times. And that is that we are regular, we are punctual. We must not let our iman waver, that when certain conditions come, we give in and we sacrifice our iman on Allah, and we have iman on other things, on other people. In our actions also, we must always be steadfast. Not when some little some conditions come, then we compromise our salat, our namaz, etc. All our other amal, our regular tilawat of Quran Sharif that we do, just for some small excuse, and then we don't do it. That shouldn't be the case. In everything, our emotions, our temperament, we must be steadfast in all that. Whether it is an occasion of anger or an occasion of happiness, we must be in control of ourselves. Be steadfast. Not give vent and let go of the teachings of deen, and we are let our nafs overtake us, or the thinking and way of life of other people overtake us. We are Muslims, and at all times our Islam must be predominant, and we must remain firm and steadfast on that at all times. So that is a very great teaching and one of the great important injunctions which Allah Ta'ala has given us through his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama say that steadfastness refers to remaining firm in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala at all times, from our aqaid, our ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq, etc. Everything that we are steadfast. The ulama state that these are comprehensive words. It is very, very that amantu billah fastaqim. Say that I brought iman on Allah, and then remain very firm on that. Very comprehensive. The words are very few, but the meaning is very, very great. And it is only Allah who gives tawfiq. And we should turn to Allah. We on ourselves are extremely weak, and we are influenced by nafs and shaitan all the time. Our environment, we get influenced by it all the time. Our heart in Arabic is known as qalb, and that is that keeps on changing all the time. So to remain steadfast is only by the tawfiq of Allah, and for that we should make dua to Allah. And for that each one of us should think, when is my slot of dua? When do, which time of my day and night have I set aside to make dua to Allah Ta'ala? And these are the things to ask Allah Ta'ala. Not really only our dunya, that also we can ask. But the main ask is to ask Allah for these qualities. This hadith proves that a person is not deserving of reward or jannat based on his deeds only. Just by our deeds, we can see that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam himself said that I also will not be able to enter Jannah by my deeds, but that Allah Ta'ala enshrouds me in his mercy. A person requires the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. However, it comes also in the Quran Sharif, for example, Udkhulul Jannah bima kuntum ta'amaloon. And there are many other ayat also which show apparently that by a person what he did, by his good actions, he will enter into Jannah. The ulama explain these that in various ways. One is that a person will enter Jannah through the means of his good deeds. That is, not by his good deeds, but that he tried and pleased Allah Ta'ala through those good deeds. And by the pleasure of Allah, when Allah will be pleased with him, he will enter. However, the ability, guidance, sincerity and acceptance also hinge on the mercy and the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Even when a person does good action, it isn't of his own that he did it, but by the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. With the parts of body that he did it, that was also given by Allah Ta'ala. And whether it is accepted or not, Our actions in the first place are very weak. Our sincerity, all other requirements for acceptance, and then even if it is 100%, it depends solely on the mercy of Allah that Allah Ta'ala accepts it. So a person, in other words, must never become big-headed or become contented that I have done so much amal, so I am definitely going to Jannah. A person can never ever have that. He must be always dependent and think of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Another explanation the ulama give is that a person will enter Jannah through Allah's mercy, and his good deeds will then elevate his status in paradise. By a person's iman, which is also by the mercy of Allah, by that a person will gain entry into Jannah. And then his stage will be according to his amal, how much of amal he has done. Therefore, it is correct to state that a person will not enter Jannah solely because of his deeds. In other words, a person must not depend and say, I did so much of good deeds, so many hajj, so many Ramadans, I kept roza, so many khatams of Quran Sharif I did, so many namazes I performed, so I'm going to enter Jannah. They say, we cannot say that at all. We are dependent on the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. A believer needs to do good deeds, and equally important, supplicate to Allah Ta'ala for His mercy and grace. We have to carry on, and we can't just sit back and say that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, so Allah will forgive me and He will give me Jannah even if I don't do any good deeds. That is also wrong, and that is one extreme. The other extreme, that a person does good deeds and he depends on his good deeds, and he says, I've done so much, so I'm going definitely to Jannah. The correct path is in between the two, that a person keeps on making effort, being obedient to Allah, stays away from the disobedience of Allah, and still fully he depends on Allah. That, Ya Allah, by your mercy, you accept what I've done. By your mercy, you give me your pleasure. By your mercy, you enter me into Jannah. So that is the correct path that a person should undertake. And the important aspect of this whole chapter is that we try our utmost by the mercy of Allah to be steadfast on deen at all times. We mustn't be like a chameleon that we keep on changing. Sometimes when we in this company, we are like this. When we in another company, we change. When we are in one environment, we become like this. We go for Hajj, Umrah, Ramadan, we are extremely pious. We go for some holiday and we are the complete opposite, when namazes also are not made. They are not made with jamaat, etc. Or they are not made in a masjid. So we keep on changing. That should not be the case. We shouldn't be influenced by people, environment and circumstances and change our iman, which is the most dangerous thing. That according to pressure from people, media, government, etc., we change our iman. No, we should remain steadfast in the face of all conditions, environments and circumstances. That is what is called a true believer. A believer is not one who swims along with the tide, but a believer really is the one who swims against the tide. That when the whole environment is of kufr and shirk, but he stands firm and he goes against all that environment. Waves and waves of kufr and shirk might come, but he remains firm in front of all that, and he keeps the name of Allah Ta'ala high, and Islam and Deen, he keeps it most superior. That is what is a true believer, and that is a very great and high stage which we all must make effort for and beg of Allah Ta'ala to grant to us. Wa akhiru da'wana.